talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Well, you know, it's Christmas today, and we have got the one and only star of Christmas Mail, Rolanda Watts, is joining us on Christmas. How are you, Rolanda, and Merry Christmas?
Oh, listen, Merry Christmas to you too, Max. What a beautiful day this is, and happy Merry everything to everybody.
To everybody else. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and tis the season. But you know, Rolanda,
exactly.
It wouldn't be Christmas here on Max and Friends without you, so I'm glad you made it, because today you had Christmas Mail playing on ION, the great channel. If you missed it, everyone, you can go to TVGuide.com. You could watch it. It is the movie of the movies for Christmas. Ashley Scott is in it. AJ Buckley. You remember because we had Rolanda on last year talking about it. And this is how much we love it, Ro. It's a classic.
I cannot believe how well this movie has done. It's done so well that for the past 3 weeks, they have been running it every weekend. And I hope that Christmas Mail becomes part of your holiday library. You know, we have all those favorite movies, and this is one I'm so proud that I made that the whole family can enjoy. It's good for the little kids. It's good for the big kids. It's good for the teenagers and for the parents. And it's good for people who really believe in the magic of Christmas.
It is the magic of Christmas that counts. Now, I remember you were in Canada freezing when you were doing that. How is it now to be back in sunny California on Christmas?
Well, let me tell you, the real deal about the story was that most of our scenes were shot at the largest postal facility in the state of California. And I got to have such a great appreciation for postal workers. And, you know, I play Sally, a sassy postal worker, but I got so much appreciation for the U.S. Postal Service after working in this humongous facility. And so it was nice to be part of a U.S. institution that we think is going to be extinct at some point with all of the emails that we're doing. But there's nothing more important than a letter to Santa, and there's nothing more important to a kid than getting a letter back from Santa. And it's little things like that that we celebrate, the traditions of a great holiday and the traditions of family coming together over a television, if not a fireplace, to join together and watch a good movie that makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you feel good. And I hope it'll do that every single year that you're alive for Christmas.
Well, it has. And Christmas Mail, everyone, it's the holiday romantic comedy when a mysterious woman who works at the postal office answers Santa's mail, captures the heart of a disillusioned postal carrier. Sally, Auntie Ro, we love you for joining us. Keep spreading the Christmas cheer and the Christmas magic in Christmas Mail. And remember, everyone, go to TVGuide.com. You can buy it right there. You can get it on Amazon. Own it, because it is the classic Christmas magical story. Thank you, Auntie Ro.
Listen, it's a wonderful story. And as I can say, ho, 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 I love you, Matt, and I love your audience, and love is about what this season is all about. So whatever you celebrate at this time, celebrate love. And thank you, Max, for loving me, and I love you back.
I love you even more, and Christmas Mail is the movie that's got to be part of every family's library this season. Have a wonderful Christmas, and enjoy the rest of your evening, Auntie Ro.
Ho, 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 from Auntie Ro.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Like wishes, hopes, and dreams.
So you all in the Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Tis the Season mood? Well, that was, of course, our girl, Rolanda Watts, Auntie Ro. Don't we just love her? And let me tell you, that movie, Christmas Mail, is fantastic. I suggest you all go get it right now. Go on to TVGuide.com. Spread the cheer. Spread the love. We're going to be spreading Max's favorite things. It's the gift I'm giving you tonight, my favorite things of 2011. Now, here's the chance that you could win. What you've got to do is you've got to go to Twitter.com. And once you go into Twitter.com, you got to tweet me, Max Tucci. So Twitter.com/Max Tucci, and then give me the hash mark and put Max's favorite things 2011. And you could be the winner of what I'm going to tell you my list is going to be in just a little bit. Well, the Christmas spirit is here. I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. We've got Ingrid Hoffman. You all know her. I just love Ingrid. She's amazing. She's going to be here in just a moment. Y'all know her from all over. She does her cooking shows. She does HSN. She has her product line, which, hint, hint, is one of my favorite things here on Max and Friends 2011. How you doing? We're wrapping up this new year, everyone. I just got back from the most incredible ashram, Kashi. Check out kashi.org. Majaya, I love you. I send my love to you and the whole ashram there. And everyone, thank you for taking care of us. Well, I'm in that Christmas mood, so let's give you some Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then right after that, Ingrid Hoffman. She's going to be joining Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned and tweet me, everyone. Tis the season. Ingrid Hoffman. When we're back, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer now. Everyone, and it is the Christmas spirit here tonight on Max and Friends. Can't you just feel it? I'm getting really excited for my favorite things. You know, the giveaways coming up. So you want to dial 323-203-0815 because that is the number here to the studio. We're glad you're joining us because you know who's here tonight? We've got my new buddy, Ingrid Hoffman. That's with two F's and two N's. You all know her. I don't have to tell you because she's been all over from Food Network to, you remember HSN? She sells all of her great products there. And, of course, you can catch her show right now, which is called Simply Delicioso on the Cooking Channel. Welcome, my new friend, and welcome to Max and Friends, Ingrid Hoffman.
Hi, Max, and hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
Indeed, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad is what we're going to say here tonight, because you are Simply Delicioso. So we're so glad you're here. It's the Christmas, you know, it's Christmas is in the air. Everyone feels the buzz. They're cooking in the kitchen. Families are opening up presents. The tree is lit. And we're like, let's take a minute to tune into Max and Friends because Ingrid Hoffman is here. And we want to talk about what your plans are and what you're doing today for Christmas.
Well, you know, I'm always about giving everything a twist. And this year, what I actually did for the first time ever, and I have to tell you, I am loving it. I had the backbone of my turkey taken out, which means, I think in English you say spatchcocking, is that the correct term? And then you butterfly it, and I tell you, Max, it cooked in less than, I mean, I took 2 hours off of cooking time, and that always works for me. The other thing I did is that I marinated it in rum, and I did a guava glaze. So I really gave it a Caribbean twist, and I tell you, it came out so, so moist, delicious, with the perfect flavor. It almost seems like the rum did a little bit of brining. So I've got a juicy, flavorful Burt, and I do have to admit that I've never been a Burt lover, meaning I have to add too much to a turkey for me to like it. I eat it because it's healthy, but this is actually the first year that I say, wow, this is a turkey I'd like to make again, even if it's not Christmas.
Well, you're just making my mouth water, and I was wishing I was there for Christmas because, you know, it is just the guava and the rum and everyone. This is why Ingrid Hoffman is the superstar chef that she is, because she can take a simple turkey, twist it, and make my mouth water over the air. So if you all want to know about more of that recipe, I'm sure, Ingrid, you can go to Facebook, go to her email her there, find her on her webpage, Ingrid Hoffman with 2 F's and 2 N's. That's right. Well, listen, Ingrid, I find it fascinating because, you know, my family's in the food industry, let's say, you know, the Delmonico restaurant and such. But you have two of your own restaurants that you started back not too long ago. What inspired you to open up a restaurant?
A big mistake. I say that jokingly. I love food. And, you know, I did enjoy my restaurants tremendously, but I ultimately realized that I'm a creative person and I like to create food. I don't like to have to run a restaurant.
Right.
And, you know, because you've been in the industry long enough that people don't like for you to change the menu that often. So for me, the creative process really was, if it was up to me, I had a different menu every day. And people seem to always really be wanting the same thing. And, you know, I doing television and doing my cookbooks and, you know, creating my cookware lines. And right now I'm working on a salsa line, a spice line, different type of products that allow me to continuously be creating. And so I think that in that sense, the restaurant business was not for me. I was lucky that I did well enough. And that today it has really contributed to helping me build the career that I've built. Probably if I had not had the restaurants, I'm not sure that the people would have taken me that serious. So I think that they did, they served the purpose. And besides, it was about, you know, feeding people. And I love the art of cooking for someone and making happy and seeing their reaction when they're surrounded by your food and having it, etc. But I figure that with TV and books, I reach far. I can feed a lot more people than in my restaurant. And it sort of was a decision and a career shift for me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you were just brought up so many things that we have to talk about. But let's go back to little Ingrid when she was in the kitchen with your mom, who happens to be a Cordon Bleu chef. How lucky for you.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I grew up in mom's kitchen, and I always say I thank mom for the love of food. And that she actually raised us in a house where we ate food from everywhere in the world without really even realizing it, and mixing up, you know, food we could have from a Colombian arepa as an appetizer to a German sauerbrate as a main course, and then maybe a suspiro limeño, which is a typical Peruvian dessert. So it was always very mixed countries, and mom was always about that. So I guess that I now, as an adult, understand why kids that came to our house always thought we were kind of weird when it came to food, because there was never kids' menu. You know, there was no kids' food in my house. We ate what everybody ate, the grown-ups ate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it made me really, you know, I'm someone that I always say you got to try everything once, food-wise. The only thing I think I would not eat is a dog or a cat.
Well, when in China. You know, it was interesting because people laugh, but it's true that they actually do eat Pekingese and they do eat skunk and raccoon. It's a very interesting flair of cooking in China. And it's really not a joke when people say that. So have you ever had rattlesnake?
No, I have not, but I've had iguana, I've had brain, I've had, you know, in Latin America, you eat a lot of parts of an animal.
Right, it's fun. The tripe is delicious. Oh, I love a good tripe, don't you?
Yes, me too.
Oh, there's nothing like a good tripe. Well, I know y'all must think we're absolutely crazy right now talking about eating tripe and all that fun stuff, but it's really these kind of things that life has to offer, the flavors of life. So much of the fact, speaking of flavors, that Ingrid was recently named Flavors of Passion Master Chef of the year 2011. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that
Look
was quite an honor. You know, considering for someone who's never won anything, not even the lotto. Now I'm joking, obviously. But no, I've never really been anyone to win anything. So when I was picked for this, I was like, wow, okay, well, maybe now as a grown-up I get to say I won something.
And you
but
did.
It was a great honor. And, you know, for me, I think I when I think of food, you know, being Hispanic, one of the things that we don't realize is that 60% of the food we all eat in America goes at some given point or is handled. 60% of our food is handled by Hispanics. A lot of them that work in very difficult conditions and not necessarily with the fairest of laws, et cetera, and, you know, I think that one of the things that I'd like to eventually be able to see is sort of how to, I think that we have to go more and more to realizing where our food comes from, and I think that we all just eat so mindlessly, and there's, you know, luckily there's a big movement, if you will, of people creating conscious, of people realizing how our food is grown, which is another thing that I do a lot. I'm on the Food and Finance Food Education Fund in New York City. I'm on the board, and I work with the Food and Finance High School, sort of educating kids where food comes from, food history, ingredient history. And I think that when you teach a child since little about food, where food comes from, what goes inside of food, you create consciousness, you create a better human being, but you also create a healthier human being. Because I remember taking a friend of mine who used to, their favorite food was always tres leches cake, a three-nump cake. And I remember saying to her, I'll make you one, but you have to sit and watch. And when she saw the amount of cream and sugar that went into it, she was like, what? I never knew. And that's what happens when people don't know what goes inside of food. So I think that when you know, your choices of food start to change. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're going to stop it. You're just going to moderate it, which is really what I think it should be. So I think that also, especially in urban cities in America, where a kid has never really seen what it is to grow a tomato, et cetera, that it's so important that we start bringing the kids closer to our to the soil, to, you know, to respect our earth, to respect our food, to respect our water. So I think that there's a lot of things to be gained in, and you know, us that have a voice, Max, like you, through these airwaves, I think that we have some sort of a contribution to make as well, in which it is to really share information and create awareness. And I think that that's one of the things that I like to use my voice for.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's interesting? I always say when you know better, you do better. So when people know what they're doing to their food and what they're making their food with, maybe they'll eat a little better next time too. But you know what's so interesting? You brought up some great things, and all of these wonderful things that you do, you always find time to give back to the community. And I know that in the Miami area that you're involved with Amigos for Kids. Tell us a little bit about Amigos for Kids.
Well, Amigos for Kids, the mission of Amigos for Kids is to create awareness on child abuse. But food is, or lack of food, could mean also some sort of abuse. And I understand that in many homes across America, especially under this economy, putting food on the table is becoming harder and harder and harder. And I think that as parents are busier and busier, stressed out, sometimes that food, you know, having to make the food and feed has sort of become a little bit of the drive-through. And I understand that it's twofold. I do understand that it has to do with economics. And the sad part is that it's, you know, you can feed a family of 10 for almost no money at McDonald's. But if you were to go and buy healthy food for them and vegetables and fruits, you know that you can't do that with the same amount of money. Which
it's
is really
so sad. Isn't that so sad?
That is extremely sad. And, you know, I mean, it's part of the whole food industrialization, and it's part of government, and it's part of, and I'm not even going to get into all of that.
If I not do, on Christmas. I but you know what we can get into?
Ever again, much alone a show.
You know what we can get into, though? It's a great time to say to people, if you have the space to make your own garden, do so, because it's so inexpensive to create a garden. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know, if you've got a little piece of land or a little piece of dirt on your property, you can create something spectacular. I love home gardens, don't you?
I think that you just don't even need a garden. You can have a potted garden on a balcony inside the house. You know, I think that the word there's a will, there's a way. And if you want fresh food cheap, then obviously you have to get to it. But you can make it a family project, which is great. And you know, like for me, the holidays, it's always, you know, it's become such a commercial thing that I say to friends, you know, instead, pick family projects that you can do together. Spend time together on things where it could be from giving the whole family a gift of taking a class in gardening, or going to a farm and spending some hours at a farm and doing projects or feeding, you know, helping to do things within our society, even supporting small businesses, local businesses. You know, if you're going to buy, one of the things that I got this really great letter this year that was going around on the internet where it said, you know, if you can buy cooking class from a local culinary student, or, you know, maybe out of work chefs, and think of ideas of which you can support your local community, and instead of maybe going and buying a gift, you know, packed beautifully or whatever, maybe you can buy local and think local and support the lady with the muffins or the cupcakes, and, you know, give, and, you know, change the meaning of the commercial Christmas rather to a deeper meaning, or maybe do a project with your children where you can adopt a family and actually, instead of giving each other gifts, that you put that money into seeing how you can help this family throughout the year, etc. And I think that we sort of killed two birds with one stone, and that is that you teach, you know, first you spend time together, secondly you teach your children and yourself so much about what it is to give in that manner and to create children that have such a social conscience. And at the same time, when you see how other people live, you come home and you go, damn, my problems aren't that bad.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's many ways of giving, and that America.
Well, I know one super way of giving. And, you know, coming up on the show later, we've got Max's Favorite Things 2011 giveaway. So if you all want to give something to somebody, call 323-203-0815. Because we'll be giving my favorite things away shortly. Speaking of favorite things and giving, if you've got the gift and you want to give somebody a wonderful cooking set, we're going there, because Ingrid Hoffman, that's with two F's and two N's, I love saying that, you've got a wonderful, wonderful cookware set. Not only is it available on HSN, but also you're selling at Target, at Kmart, you're doing your rounds. Congratulations on your set. I loved watching you on HSN. I thought it was so much fun.
I love doing HSN. And let me tell you one thing. I used to, prior to being on HSN, I started watching it. And I tell you, those people are on fire. They're getting the best, even their fashion, like their shoes. They have a ton of lines that are just amazing. And I used to never think of it, of HSN that way. And let me tell you, you cannot get prices like you get on HSN, not in any category, not cookware, not shoes, not bags, jewelry, any type of product. It's, and not only that, they're really good people. I love working with HSN, and I'm very proud of
you. You know, another thing, since we're going to plug items on HSN, my good friend Frankie LeFichel, he has his hair products on HSN, and you two were in the studio the same day once.
That's right. That's right. You told me that day. I actually never got to meet him because I think that we sort of crossed paths. But yeah, it's great. And to tell you a little bit about this 12-piece, actually the set is now 13-piece. I joke and I go, my cookware does everything. It practically washes itself by itself because it's really so easy to clean. I literally go on air and I purposely burn sugar into it. And then with a wet rack, I just go like that, wipe it, and all of a sudden clean. It tells you when it's hot. It even tells you, baby, I'm hot, get cooking, because we have the thermostat technology, which is this dot that when it turns solid red, you know that your pan is perfectly preheated. Now, they're sexy because they come in fabulous colors as mango, avocado, mora, and berry. So we have beautiful colors. Our new set now is also in blue and in black, which is like really slick and modern. And I tell you, it's cookware that it's made by Tefal. So I always say you're getting the Rolls Royce of cookware for Volkswagen prices. And you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Now, speaking of creating, and you're such a creator, what is your favorite thing, if you can say, from the whole piece, the 13 pieces that you just love the best that everybody has to have?
Well, in the 13-piece set, we have a caldero, which is sort of like an all-purpose everything. And we have a paella pan that I use.
Oh, I love the paella pan.
You know, I was actually last night sautéing 3 fillets of trout all at the same time in the paella pan, and they fit perfectly. Otherwise, you'd normally be using 1 skillet and 1 fish at a time, because when you open it up, it's that size. And I really use it for absolutely everything. And my other BFF that I've nicknamed Betty is my pressure cooker. And I tell you that the only way in the future to eat healthy from scratch is with a pressure cooker. There's no other way. And, you know, if you're one of those people that plans ahead, okay, great. A slow cooker would work if you were that kind of person. But I'm never one that sits and plans ahead that often. Like, oh, I want to have eat beans tomorrow. Let me soak them from today. It's like, I'll come home. It's like, okay, I want beans now. So what do? You know, you throw them in the pressure cooker, and boom, 20 minutes later, you're eating. Same thing with anything in your, you know, like I make a bouillabaisse in 6 minutes out of my freezer of all the frozen seafood. And literally in 6 minutes.
So it's okay to freeze food, because people have such a misconception on freezing. What's a great tip that you can give someone on how to freeze?
Well, number one, I mean, I label everything, and everything has to be very well sealed. But you should not forget that sometimes frozen is fresher than fresh on the shelf, unless you're buying it off the farmer's market and from the farm itself. But generally, food takes traveling so long from farm to supermarket that nowadays, with the methods like technology and flash freezing, you almost get something that is frozen at its ripe, at its perfect stage, and without, you know, chemicals. So I'm actually a very big advocate of frozen vegetables, of frozen seafood, certain things that are, there's nothing wrong with having them frozen first. You know, that doesn't count for all sorts of food, but I think that it's better to think that your freezer is stocked well, and you can actually come home and from your pantry and your freezer make an at-home meal instead of going to the drive-thru. In the end, it's always going to be cleaner.
And healthier.
And healthy.
We want healthier people because we want people to live longer. Speaking of, if you all want to get these recipes and if you all want to know how to make some wonderful things, and let's say you have that freezer full of all the things you've labeled, just like Ingrid has told you, Ingrid has a great book called Simply Delicioso, a collection of everyday recipes with a Latin twist. People are going to – I love the recipes. I've used your cookbook. I think it's fantastic. And I know people are going to use – every recipe in there is like – user-friendly. It does. You don't have to be like Einstein in the kitchen. You made it such a fun and simple book. What inspired you to write that book?
You know, I always joke and I go that I did a book for people like me, people that have ADHD recipes, attention span. So lose me in 5 minutes. And, you know, when I sit and look, if I turn the page to a recipe and it's got like a huge list of ingredients and procedures, I'm like, not interested. So it's all about being creative, because cooking and eating fast and healthy is not complicated. it just needs imagination. And that's where I like to play with my food, play with my flavors. And I sort of always say my recipes are from beginning that you enter the kitchen to the minute that you sit down to eat, 29 minutes. And that's sort of like the brand. That's what it means. But it has to be also healthy food. So there's always a little bit of, you know, that's where the creative part comes in. So I like to, you know, use a lot of fresh herbs and chiles and spices and flavor my food through a lot of citrics. I cook a lot with fruit, and I like to create texture in food. So I think that that's really where all the little tips kind of come from.
Well, I love all these little tips. And this Christmas is getting spicier here on Max and Friends with our special guest, Ingrid Hoffman. Ingrid, what do you want your legacy to be here on this planet?
Oh, boy. Ooh. My legacy. Hopefully, I'll be able to leave behind something where people can see that as a Hispanic, you can come to this country and you can live the American dream. And by working really, really hard and being really committed and really focused, that anyone can come here and really work hard and see it. I know that it's getting harder. I'm not going to tell you that it isn't. But I also think that focus and hard work are something that no one can take away from you. And so the legacy is that if I can do it, you can do it. And that's kind of like my slogan that I always say at the end of my show, see, if I can do it, you can do it. And I really truly always believe that the opposite is true. If they can do it, why can I not do it? You know?
Absolutely. Well, you know what, everyone? What you can do right now is go to IngridHoffman.com because there you're going to find recipes, blog. You're going to see where Ingrid is on her media tours, and you can find her books there, and you can contact her there and watch her videos. It is the Ingrid Hoffman homepage, and that's where we all need to go because every day there's recipes of the day, and there's some good stuff on there. I'm looking forward to tomorrow so we can start cooking with that leftover turkey that was drunken by rum. That sounds delicious.
Exactly. Max, I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at SimplyIngrid. And I'm also on Facebook with Hoffman with two F's and two N's, Ingrid. And I'm always sort of, and actually I have to admit that I do my social media on my own. And although everybody in the office wants to do it and say, you know, I actually really like engaging with my public, knowing what people are asking, what they're wanting, versus having somebody manage it, it's me. So you guys, if you want to reach me directly, at Simply Ingrid on Twitter. It's me who tweets, and it's me who answers. And I do answer, actually, and on Facebook. And I love social media, so you guys can always reach me there.
Social media is good time. So find Ingrid on Twitter at Simply Ingrid, because she is simply delicioso. Ingrid, Merry, Merry Christmas. You have a little Yorkshire Terrier, too, don't you?
Oh, he's right here next to me. He's been wanting to bark, and I've been trying to keep him quiet. Yes.
Well, we wish him and you both a very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for stopping by to Max and Friends. We want to cook.
Max.
And the Christmas is almost over, everyone. It's coming to that last hour of the Christmas day. But you know what? The kitchen will be there tomorrow. And hopefully, I'll be cooking some of Ingrid's recipes using her amazing cookware. Ingrid, Feliz Navidad y gracias por todo.
Tan lindo. Feliz Navidad, a ti, Max, your family, and everyone listening. I sent you guys a big, warm, delicioso hug. Sending you guys lots of light. Hope you guys are safe and merry and happy this Christmas and a really blessed New Year's for all. Mwah.
Indeed. And we're going to catch up in Miami sooner than later. And everyone, if Ingrid can do it, you can do it too. Right, Ingrid?
There you go.
Well, remember, everyone, take life to the max. Thank you, Ingrid, so much for being here tonight. Stay tuned, everyone, because we've got Max's favorite things, the giveaway coming up. Ingrid Hoffman here, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
Bye. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-bum. It is Max's favorite things, 2011. You get a car and you get a car and you and you and... Now, I'm not giving cars away. I'm not Oprah yet. But I got news for everybody. Happy, 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 happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How great was Ingrid Hoffman? I just love you, Ingrid. Feliz Navidades por siempre, mi amor. Well, check her out, of course, at Ingrid Hoffman. That's with two Fs and two Ns.com. Ingrid Hoffman. I love her. All right. Well, let's take some calls here on Max and Friends because we're about to give some stuff away. So, Ronan, open up the lines. The number here is 323-203-0815. We've got someone on. You're live. Merry Christmas. Who's this and where are you from?
Merry Christmas, Max. It's Mika.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm great. I was just listening, and the food sounds delicious, and I'm excited about the giveaway. I want to hear more about that, too.
Well, the giveaway. You know, we've given away some of my favorite things this year, so I've got news for you. I've got your number here. Let's give away some of my favorite stuff on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. So
Woo!
Let me spin the wheel and get you what you're going to get, my friend. Well, all right, this year... Now, you, my friend, are going to get a bundle of my favorite books. How does that sound?
That sounds incredible.
You're going to get a book called Big Endings by my girl, Dr. Kathy Zeeb. You're going to get my two books, Big Shoes with Al Roker, and Extreme Entertaining Made Simple by Eduardo Zoll from, you know, of course, the show.
Wow.
That's on TV's Makeover. And I'll have those all signed to you. We've got your number. So I'm going to call you or have someone call you after the show to get your mailing address. And we're going to send you out the package of my favorite books of 2011, my friend.
All right. I'm with it. That's exciting. Thank you.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Fantastic. You see how easy this is, everybody? Well, Dr. Kathy Zeeb is one of my favorite books and one of my favorite friends here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We've got another call. So, caller, welcome to the show. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Stephanie out in Vail, Colorado.
Hey, Stephanie out in Vail, Colorado. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, we're going to give you my next favorite thing, and let's spin the wheel right here in the studio and tell you what you're going to get.
Nice. Spin it, baby. Spin it.
All right. Oh, this is good. This is one of my favorite creams from Count Corey. It's a collagen and vitamin wrinkle defense moisturizing cream. Yay! You can get it at www.xocskincare.com, and that's the Count Corey Collagen and Vitamin Wrinkle Defense Moisturizer Cream. It's amazing. You're going to love it.
I am. I'm so excited. Thank you, Max. It's going to be great.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to call you after the show to get your mailing address.
You betcha. Thank you.
Well,
happy Christmas.
Oh, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Well, we've got tweets, babies. So before I take the next call, let's give one of these. All right, let's take the call. Merry Christmas. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Dina from Los Angeles.
Dina from Los Angeles. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Well,
I know you are, girl.
Things. All right, let's do this giveaway. Bum, ba, bum.
Hi,
let's see. Well, you know, we've got some good things for you, my friend. I'm going to send you, how does this sound? Do you like to cook?
You know I do.
All right, well, you're going to win one of Ingrid Hoffman's pans. Oh, my God, this is one of my favorite things. It's from Tefal, and she sends them out, sells them on HSN. She's one of my favorite people, Ingrid Hoffman, and we've got one of her collection for you sitting right here in the studio. So I'm going to call you after the show, get your address, and we're going to send you one of Ingrid Hoffman's amazing, simply delicioso Ingrid Hoffman pans from HSN.com.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited, Max!
Cook away, baby. Love you, love you. Well, listen, we're going to take another call in just a minute. But before we do that, we're going to give another, I love this, my Count Corey Collagen and Vitamin Wrinkle Defense Moisturizer Cream, xocskincare.com. We're going to give it to our tweet people tweet me at twitter.com/MaxTucci. Tweet me away. And we're going to give that cream to my girl, Cynthia. So, Cynthia, thank you so much for tweeting me there. Hey, listen, tweet peeps, we've got some wonderful things. So you got to tweet me there with the hash mark Max's Favorite Things 2011 because we still have some fantastic stuff like the Vanessa Noel cashmere scarf. Check out VanessaNoel.com. We've got, if you live in Florida, from Dr. Rodney from MindBodyBasics.com, a de-stress detox treatment. Plus, we have one of my favorite chocolates. Y'all can't take this. The Lori's Candies. I was at this little place called Line Box Hardware in Reading, Pennsylvania. And believe it or not, we had the best chocolate there. I couldn't believe how good it was. And that's my girl, Lori's Candies. If you want Lori's Candies, call 610-413-8220. Order them up. She's amazing, fantastic. We love her. Plus, everyone, we've got DNA art. Check out DNA11.com. One of my favorite things. They take your DNA. Hey, Ronan, are there any calls? Let's take calls. Speaking of taking things, they take your DNA, and what they do with your DNA is they swab it and they make it into artwork. So we've got a caller on the line. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Cynthia.
Well, Cynthia, you're my tweet peep. You just won the cream.
I know I did. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I just wanted to call and thank you for the smiles all year long.
Oh, thank you. It's just been so fun here tonight. You know, we did my favorite things in 2009. Last year, I gave you all my music was my favorite thing of 2010. And this year, we're giving a list of stuff. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for calling in. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to
love
you.
And joy.
Bye-bye.
All right, darling. Good night. Well, this is just crazy here. I don't know what to do but take another call. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Merry Christmas. What are you calling from? Who are you and what do you want?
This is Rhonda from Connecticut.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Well, let's see what you're going to win tonight because you're going to win one of my favorite things, which is Lori's Candies. Let me tell you, you've got chocolate-covered pretzels. You've got chocolate-covered, I've got them all here, peanuts. You've got chocolate-covered marshmallows. You've got my favorite things from Lori's Candies. And let me tell you, her number is 610-413-8220. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we're going to get that chocolate out to you sooner than later.
Thank you. My daughter's going to love it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, my goodness. I think I need a break. Hey, Ronan, throw up some of that music real quick for me. It's 'tis the season time. Hey, caller. All right, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Katie from West Palm.
Hey, Katie from West Palm, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh my goodness, I am tired, but I'm going because we're giving away Max's favorite things. Now, how's living in West Palm, Florida?
It's good, nice and sunny Christmas.
All right, well, I hope you're loving it. But check this out, what we have for you. You ready to hear what we've got for you from Max's favorite things?
So excited.
I know it might be hot in Florida, but let me tell you something. You're going to get a Vanessa Noel cashmere scarf from VanessaNoel.com. These are one of my favorite things. And just because you live in Florida, it's so nice to have it on your neck with all that air conditioning. Are you so you're going to love this cashmere scarf.
Max, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am just so happy that you called in, and you have won literally one of my favorite things. I own one. I love Vanessa Noel. I love VanessaNoel.com. And check them out, everyone, and enjoy your scarf. Hey, Ronan, do we have any more calls?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night. Oh, my God. I am so excited right now. I literally feel like Oprah giving away my favorite things. Hey, while we're giving away things, everyone, LA Talk Radio is giving away a free app. So go get it right now on LATalkRadio.com. At the App Store, you can get the free app to listen to us all the time right here on LA Talk Radio. Well, we're cruising along, and we've got some more stuff like my Aussie bum underwear, and we've got a winner on Twitter who's going to get some. So thank you so much, Mark, for winning your Aussie bum underwear. Check out AussieBum.com. They've got the pocket jacket, the WJ Raw. They've got it going on. The pocket jacket is hysterical. They put a pocket in the front of your underwear so you can put your telephone right in your crotch. How you doing? AussieBum.com. We love, Max loves Aussie Bum underwear. I'm actually wearing a pair right now in the studio, Aussie Bum. Aussie Bum is getting mad shout outs. We still have Delta.com giveaways. We have vouchers for Delta.com. We've got iPad 2. Plus, we've got an amazing, from my favorite thing in the whole wide world, one of my favorite things, It is the coolest thing. You guys got to go check out Zag.com. There's the Zagfolio. It is the most incredible keyboard. I go everywhere with mine. I love it. Zag.com. Check it out. Plus, we have the DNA art, so check out DNA 11 because you're going to go check that out there. Keep twinning me tweets. We're going to give you some free stuff there. If you want to call, dial 323-203-0815. I know we're running out of time, but bear with me, everyone, because tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la. This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm just having a good old-fashioned time. That's what I'm having. Let me tell you a little bit more about DNA 11. It's the original creator of DNA art, which is the most unique personal portrait that shook the art world with its novelty, scientific ingenuity, and arresting beauty. Okay, the process is easy and fun. DNA 11 sends you a collection kit with everything you need to capture a sample of your DNA. It's a painless and effortless cheek swab. That's it. You send it in, and they send you back on an amazing canvas your DNA. Let me tell y'all, people, it's something that CSI Miami should have. That's another one of my favorite things over there. Well, of course, we have the Enrique Ramirez Super O2 Facial from face2facenyc.com in New York. So keep tweeting me because we might be running out of time. We also have the Dr. Rodney De-Stress Detox Treatment from mindbodybasics.com. What else do we have, Ronan? We've got some music, so put it up real quick so I can catch my breath and get a drink of water because we got to keep on going with Max's favorite things on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned because I've got some more things to give you. Ronan, pump up that music. Up and I keep getting these tweets. I'm not going to tell you all who your winners are right here because, you know, we've got these tweets coming in and I've got to go off the air, but let's take one more call. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Who's this?
Oh, this is a good listener of yours forever and ever.
This is my mother. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Max.
Merry Christmas. Now, you know there's some rules to giving things away, Mom, and I can't give things to you. So I'm sorry to say, because, you know, Max, it's kind of like knowing Oprah. You can't win anything, Mom.
Well, I called to wish you a Merry Christmas, Max.
Well, I'm answering to let you wish me one. I love you, Mommy. Tell all my listeners Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I love you. Happy New Year.
I love you too, Mama Gina. Well, listen, everyone, it's come to the time where I've got to wrap this show up. So before I wrap this up, I want you to let you know that next Sunday, we're going to have Felonious Monk. We're getting a year in review with politics. We're going to have fun talk here. We're doing a year in review in fashion, a year in review in celebrities, a year in review in politics. We might even do a year in review in you. So if you want to know more about that, go to MaxTucci.com. Go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/MaxTucci. And of course, everyone, go get the LA Talk Radio app. It's the best thing out there. It's free. You can take this show and all the wonderful shows on the road with you. I've got to thank everyone who gave me my favorite things tonight. Aussie Bum, DNA11.com. I'm going to do their websites, everyone. AussieBum.com, DNA11.com, VanessaNoel.com, MindBodyBasics.com. Lori's Candies, her telephone is 610-413-8220. Then, of course, we have HSN.com with the Simply Delicioso pans from Ingrid Hoffman. We have XOCSkincare.com, Delta.com. We've got, of course, the best book, Big Endings, Big Shoes, Extreme Makeover, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple, Zag.com, which is my favorite iPad. Of course, Apple.com. Then, of course, we have face2facenyc.com. I love you all. I love you all of my listeners. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Please don't drink and drive because you can kill yourself. But worst of all, you can kill someone else and live and have to live with that regret for the rest of your life. So be smart this year. Don't drink and drive. And if you're going to drink, drink Oscar's Delmonico's vodka. Drink it responsibly at home with your loved ones. If you're drinking now and you're tuning in, y'all better get close with who you're staying. Sleep over at your friend's house. I got to go running. Let's put up the music. Happy New Year, everyone. Not yet, but it's in this coming week. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. I love you all. Stay tuned to Max and Friends every night I'm going crazy giving stuff away that I'm thinking I'm getting this show every night. But it's just Sunday nights on LA Talk Radio. I am so tired. I'm calling it a night. Everyone, I love you and take life to the max. Ronan, pump up that music. Good night, everyone.